for Good Friday. I'm Reverend Kirsty Thorpe. I'm Minister of Wilmslow United Reformed Church, and with my colleague John Grundy, who is a minister in training with us, we'll be conducting today's service. It is a joint service between the United Reformed Church and Wilmslow Methodist Church. Now, some of you know, unfortunately, the fellowship here, including Katie Thomas, the minister, have been suffering from a very nasty bug in the last few days. And Katie herself is unwell today and therefore not able to be present with us. But she has prepared today's act of worship, which we're leading. So, welcome to those of you who come here every week. Welcome to those of you who come here occasionally. Welcome to any of you who may be in this place for the first time. We begin our service with a prayer. Let us pray. Among the poor, among the proud, among the persecuted, among the privileged, Christ is coming to make all things new. In the private house, in the public place, in the wedding feast, in the judgment hall, Christ is coming to make all things new. With a gentle touch, with an angry word, with a clear conscience, with burning love, Christ is coming to make all things new. That the kingdom might believe, that the world might believe, that the kingdom might come, that the powerful might stumble, that the hidden might be seen, Christ is coming to make all things new. Within us, without us, behind us, before us, in this place, in every place, for this time, for all time, Christ has come to make all things new. Amen. We sing our first hymn, which is number 277 in Singing the Faith, and the words will be on the screen. We stand as we're able to sing, My Song is Love Unknown.
No. going to give a word of introduction about the service.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry. Please be seated, everybody. This is a slightly unusual service, perhaps for some of us today. We are following an order, a Stations of the Cross, which has been written by the worship resource people of Iona community. And the pattern of marking Good Friday in this way is one that we believe grew from the early days of the church, when people were able to make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem and followed what is believed to have been the actual journey that Jesus made carrying the cross to Calvary, where he was crucified. And those who go to Jerusalem today follow that journey, which is marked on the streets as the Via Dolorosa, the Way of Sorrows. And the idea of this spiritual pilgrimage becoming more formal grew up sometime between the 12th and 14th centuries. And the Franciscan order, who had been given the responsibility of looking after holy places in Jerusalem, began the pattern in Europe itself of having Stations of the Cross. And you will perhaps know, if you visited Roman Catholic churches, that they very often have images around the church itself. Now, we're going to be marking 14 stations today, because the 15th station is the resurrection, and we can't get there yet today. Each station includes a reading, which will be shared by members of the Methodist Church and the United Reformed Church, and then an imaginative meditation based on the reading by a different character. And John and I will be sharing those meditations. And at the end of each meditation, there will be a short bidding prayer for us all to share in, and your response is on each occasion, "Hear our prayer." And you may well find during this service that you think to yourself, "Not sure that that part was in the Bible that I remember." That's because some of the Stations of the Cross have grown up out of tradition more than anything else. But this is an ancient way in which centuries of Christians have enabled themselves to enter into the events of Good Friday. And so it is with that intention that Katie has prepared this service, which we will be using. And at the end of the service, after the final words, there is a welcome here for anyone who wants to stay to share refreshments. So after that lengthy introduction, Pat, thank you for your reading our first reading.
Jesus was taken in chains to Pilate. The chief priests were accusing Jesus of many things. So Pilate questioned him. "Aren't you going to answer?" he said. "Listen to all their accusations." Jesus refused to say a word, and Pilate was amazed. Pilate spoke to the crowd. "What do you want me to do with this one you call King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." "But what crime has he committed?" Pilate asked. They shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Pilate wanted to please the crowd, so he set Barabbas free for them. Then he had Jesus whipped and handed him over to be crucified.
Pilate asked what crime Jesus had committed. It was a good question. Jesus had annoyed the religious leaders, of that there was no doubt. He'd been critical of social and religious structures. He'd healed the villagers. He told stories to the crowd. He was probably a threat to public law and order. But that was not enough to condemn him, to end his life. But he would not defend himself. The storyteller was silent now, but the crowd was noisy. And Pilate handed him over to be crucified. So we pray. For those who are on trial this week, and for those appointed to judge them, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We sing together. Chant 234. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. He takes away the sin of the world.
The soldiers took Jesus inside to the courtyard of the governor's palace and called together the rest of the company. They put a purple robe on Jesus, made a crown out of thorn branches, and put it on his head. Then they began to salute him. Long live the King of the Jews! They beat him over the head with a stick, spat on him, fell on their knees and bowed down to him. When they had finished mocking him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
Soldiers, taking the chance for a bit of fun. They had a heavy day ahead. Soon, they would have to put on their public face. Disciplined, controlled, efficient. But for now, a bit of a lark with the lads, with no risk of recrimination. Dead men tell no stories. And Jesus was going to his death. We pray for those appointed to keep public order and for those tempted to abuse their power. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Jesus falls the first time. Who would have believed what we now tell? Who could have seen God's hand in this?
Jesus was exhausted.
He was in pain. He was going to his death. The cross was heavy and he fell. He was flesh and blood like us, and he was struggling. We pray for those who are tired or in pain. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We sing together again. Kyrie eleison.
The time came for Joseph and Mary to perform the ceremony of purification, as the law of Moses commanded. So they took the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. At that time, there was a man named Simeon living in Jerusalem. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is chosen by God for the destruction and the salvation of many in Israel. He will be a sign from God, which many people will speak against, and so reveal their secret thought. And sorrow, like a sharp sword, will break your own heart."
Mary. She was going to be there at his end. She who had been there with God at his beginning. She was his mother. She had fed him and cradled him and watched over his growing. Whatever he had said and done, he was still her son. And she would not desert him now. Whatever pain of his she could embrace, she would. And in the meeting of their eyes, there was love, suffering, and shining. We pray for parents whose children are in pain or in trouble. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
On the way, they met a man named Simon, who was coming into the city from the country. And the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. Simon was from Cyrene and was the father of Alexander and Rufus.
Simon from Cyrene, father of Alexander and Rufus. What a tale you've got to tell your children. You helped Jesus. You gave him your strength on the streets of Jerusalem. And willing or unwilling, you, Simon, have become part of his story. And he part of yours. For you helped him when he needed you. What would we give to be Simon? So we pray for a willingness to serve you in friends and in strangers. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We sing together again, Ubi Caritas.
I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you received me into your homes, naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you took care of me, in prison and you visited me. Whenever you did this, you did it for me.
Faces. Wiping faces, dirty faces, faces full of sweat and tears, faces covered in chocolate and in jam. Wiping faces is something we try to do gently and lovingly, something that soothes and cleanses, something that brings healing. Wiping faces is something we do for those who are young or old, or in pain or in trouble, wanting them to know that they are cherished and loved. And when we wipe the faces of God's little ones, we are wiping the face of God. We pray for those whose faces we wipe, and for those who wipe away our tears. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Ill-treated and afflicted, he never said a word. Like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, like a sheep dumb before its shearers, he never opened his mouth.
I'm finding it hard to watch you, Jesus. To see you struggling, to see you on the ground. Into your silence I want to shout, why do they keep on hurting you? What have you done wrong? So we pray for those who today will struggle and will fall. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Kyrie eleison, let's sing together again.
A large crowd of people followed him. Among them were some women who were weeping and wailing for him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Women of Jerusalem, don't cry for me, but for yourselves and your children.
Weep for the mothers and children of Jerusalem, for Israeli and Palestinian, for Jew and Muslim and Christian, for the strangers in the midst. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray that her people may live together in justice. Pray that all people may live together in peace. We pray for those who live in places of conflict and danger, for peacemakers and peacekeepers in every land. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
He endured the suffering that should have been ours, the pain we should have borne. All the while we thought that his suffering was punishment sent by God, but because of our sins he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received.
I'm not sure I can watch this much longer. In his pain, I see my pain. In his falling, I see myself falling. In his cross, I'm included. He carried it for me, and for my enemies, and for my friends. We pray for those who today will struggle and who will fall. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ubi Caritas, let's sing together again.
Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they tried to give him wine mixed with a drug called myrrh, but Jesus would not drink it. Then they crucified him and divided his clothes amongst themselves, throwing dice to see who would get which piece of clothing.
Stripped now, of clothing, of disciples, of friends, alone, naked and vulnerable, with nothing to protect you from the pain to come. We pray for those deserted by friends, for those who are alone and vulnerable. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The people stayed there watching him. The leaders jeered at him, and the soldiers mocked him. Some women, his friends from Galilee, looked on at a distance.
We look on from a distance, from a distance of time and space and culture, a distance of a Friday morning in Wilmslow, in Lent. And for us, it hurts to watch Jesus dying, even at a distance. It hurts to know that we are being rescued. It hurts to know how much we are valued and how much we are loved. So we pray for the depth of your love for us. We thank you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Let's sing together. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Before you die, Jesus Christ, and the world goes into deep darkness, take from our lives, from our souls and our consciences, all that has offended you, all that has hurt others, and the intransience which has made us numb to the plight of those whom we could help or heal. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. On this day, at this time, irrespective of our faith or lack of it, we accept deeply into our hearts the only words that can set us free. Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Amen.
It was about 12 o'clock when the sun stopped shining and darkness covered the whole country until 3 o'clock. And the curtain hanging in the temple was torn in two. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, in your hands I place my spirit." He said this and died.
In your hands he placed himself. All that he was, all that he had ever been, all of his beauty, all his obedience, all his loving. In God's hands he placed himself. He was returning to his Father. He was going home. We pray for all who have died today, for all who love them and will miss them. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We sing together the response, "Stay with me, remain here with me, watch and pray."
When evening came, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Joseph took down the body and wrapped it in a linen sheet.
Jesus is dead and now lies in the arms of his mother. Death is hard and final. But yet, whatever happens on this earth, no one truly dies. In the memory of those who love them, loved ones remain. And for us, for all of God's people, our hope is safe in God, from swaddling bands to grave clothes. All the days of our living and dying, we are cradled and wrapped up in love. And so we pray for our families and friends who have died, for ourselves as we carry their stories. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We sing together our hymn, hymn 287, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Let's stand and sing.
I survey the wondrous cross. Joseph placed the body in a tomb which had been dug out of solid rock. Then he rolled a large stone across the entrance. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph were watching and saw where the body of Jesus was placed.
The door is shut now, and the world sighs and waits. And we wait in night's darkness, longing for morning, longing for the light. We pray for all who are waiting, for all who are longing for light. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The cross is the way of the lost. The cross is the staff of the lame. The cross is the guide of the blind. The cross is the strength of the weak. The cross is the hope of the hopeless. The cross is the freedom of the slaves. The cross is the water of the seeds. The cross is the consolation of the bonded labourers. The cross is the source of those who seek water. The cross is the cloth of the naked. Amen.